Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Brewers lose 2 out of 3 over the weekend and continue the ebb and flow season. It has been the earmark of their season. And you've got Adam McAlvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And Adam, it's just a team that they take one of the team's, one of the league's best pitchers. They get to them, make them sweat, and can't capitalize. And yet they can get a win seemingly on a day in which they just start pounding hits inexplicably. I still can't figure this team out, but some of their mainstays still struggling at the plate. It's just been a weird, weird year, man.
Yeah, it's like one step forward, two steps back kind of a year for this team. And, you know, that Shane Bieber game is a great example of their year. It's maybe the best pitcher, one of the best starters in baseball right now. An AL Cy Young candidate, and you get his pitch count up, and you get to a point where you have the guys you want up as he's getting to the end of his day, and you don't get the big hit. That's baseball, but that's kind of been the story of this team's season, is that they're not, it's too simplistic to say they're bad. They're not bad, but they're also not great, and they're not punishing teams when they have an opportunity to punish them. And it's why they've been sort of right hanging around that postseason picture, but not able to get on any kind of consistent roll and not get over 500. I mean, maybe a team will make it this year under 500. It looks like that'll happen. But the Brewers, just every time they flirt with 500 and it looks like here they go, they fall back. And that's been the way their season has gone.
So let's start with the offense. It at times looks as if it's starting to come out of it. And I really did. They had won 6 out of 10, and I said very quietly, I was listening, you and I talked last week, I was listening to some of the guys in Chicago saying, hey, don't count out the Brewers. September's when they flipped the switch, and then they just can't seem to, in critical situations, get a hit. And yeah. Has it just been a different approach this year, or what is it?
Well, you know, they brought in all the new pieces, and the idea was to, you know, platoon at all these different positions. And whether it's because of the odd season or because they made bad choices, those pieces have not fit together. The puzzle has not come together, and they've made changes already way quicker than they would in a normal year with Brock Holt and with Justin Smoke to try to just eliminate a bat that they felt it wasn't working, and from their analysis, it wasn't, you know, the likelihood of it getting better was low. So they made a move, and you know, I don't know that Daniel Vogelbach is the answer. It's definitely just taking a flyer on a guy who was available and put up big homer numbers last year. The answer is more likely just getting more out of the players that they're expecting to get more out of, and you know, that's the guys in the middle that had opportunities. Yelich, Castanheira. I think Ryan Braun is really important to the next couple of weeks, getting him on the field and getting some production out of him. It's those middle-of-the-order players that are going to have to carry the team in these final couple of weeks. And I don't think that there's, like, outside answers at this point. The answer has to be getting more production out of those players. And look, I just to say one more thing, and you know, it always feels like it's because the team you're watching is the only one having a hard time. This has been a weird year and a difficult year for a lot of really good players like Christian Yelich all over baseball. And I just happen to be looking at, if you look at the lowest WAR in baseball of qualified hitters, you're talking about some of the best players in the game are on this list. I mean, number one, the least valuable player in baseball this year has been Josh Bell. I mean, Josh Bell is a really good player for the Pirates. And J.D. Martinez is in the low bottom five. Andrew McCutchen is seventh from the bottom. There's Miguel Cabrera is on in years, but there's just some really good players who are having awful offensive seasons. And whether that's guys who are impacted by the quick ramp up again, not having like a true spring training, whether these are guys who are impacted by no fans in the stands, I don't know that anybody has like the black and white answer to it. But Christian Yelich is not the only really good player who's just not carrying his team like he's accustomed to.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, other players throughout Major League Baseball that are superstars are not having the same type of season they expected from the very beginning. So it's not just Christian Yelich. It's just a weird year, statistically speaking, I guess, when it comes to Major League Baseball, right?
I think that's true. And you know, the craziest thing is that Yelich predicted it from the very first day of summer camp when he came back. He said some really good players are going to have really awful years just because in 60 games, you're not going to get the at-bats for things to normalize if you get off to a poor start. And he did. And, you know, we've talked about this, Bill, how the fact that he's sort of let all of us into the mentality of a superstar athlete having a miserable year has been really an interesting sidelight to this strange season. He's worked really hard to, well, as he put it on the last homestand, be good at baseball again. And it's been a huge struggle for him and a huge struggle for other really great players in this game. But, you know, you can't put it all on one guy, but he could be a guy who could really do some damage and carry a team for a week or so. And in a season like this, if you have a great week, it changes your fortune so dramatically.
I look like this. I said at the end of the week, coming into the Labor Day weekend, we would get a really good handle as to where the Brewers are at. We keep waiting for the next week and the next week. And after this week, you had talked about Craig Counsell saying, well, next week we could talk about something dramatically different. We have found that with the Brewers this year. You know, I know there's this chase and you're only a game behind making it into the postseason. Do you get the sense that there's an energy that this team is excited about being right there regarding the postseason? I get the sense listening to guys at times that, yeah, they're glad to be playing baseball, but it's almost like a dragging a boat anchor through a season right now for some of these guys. Do you get that sense?
I do, Bill. And, you know, again, it's hard. It's dangerous to make to draw conclusions like that when you're talking to three or four guys a day in this Zoom press conference setting. So look, we have to say up top, we don't know what it's like to play baseball this season because we are all of us, the writers, the broadcasters, the, you know, the talk show hosts, so separated from what's actually going on in the clubhouse and on the field. That who knows, but I will say that there is a weight to all of the comments that players make about this season. It is work this season more so than another season where, yeah, they're all working really hard and they're putting in these insane hours and they're playing 160 games in 173 days or whatever it is. But they're playing a game and it's fun and you're with the guys and it's what they live for. This year, I think it is much more work. And look, you see comments from players around baseball where they'll talk about how a week feels like a month, especially when you're on the road, because there's just nothing to do. I think the vast majority of players probably didn't leave their hotel room yesterday on an off day in Detroit. They play video games or connected that way. You're FaceTiming with family. You know, you're killing time. And it's making this whole season feel like it's a lot longer than it is. And, you know, it's a challenge to you see teams trying to generate energy in these games. And the Brewers have tried to do it. They got Brent Suter and the bullpen band out there. And they're doing their best to get up for these games. But it is work. And I think it is worth acknowledging that is something that's totally different than a normal season. And some clubs are proving more adept at dealing with it than others. And I don't know that there's like a formula to figure out how to become how for this, you know, for this Brewers team, everyone wants to see him take off. And I don't know that there's a formula to say, okay, here's how we're doing it, and we're going to do it.
Before I let you go, I've talked about Craig Counsell and all the moves that he's making and trying to manipulate and do things with the pitching staff. And give me your overall assessment in a very short season, kind of this sprint beginning to end, and the guys that they have had to use, the numerous amount of pitchers that they've had to use. Give me your thoughts about the movement of Craig Counsell when you talk about the manipulation of the pitching staff.
Well, I think he is in a really challenging position because he is trying to push the buttons that are available to him while not panicking because the season is only 60 games. The worst thing a manager can do is be panicky and make knee-jerk reaction moves. That does not work. And you hear comments from players saying that one of the council's strengths this year has been the calm as they've ridden this roller coaster. It's, you know, fans want action. They want hitting coaches to be fired. They want players to be punted when they don't perform. For the manager, it's that balancing act between making moves when they need to be made and staying the course to try to get something out of the guys that you were counting on. And more than any other season, it has been, I think, really difficult for him. And that's reflected in sort of the up and down of this season so far.
Good stuff, as always, Adam, and we'll continue to chat. Hopefully the Brewers can get a few wins, put them together, and all of a sudden they're back to 500 and they stay there and actually climb above, okay?
Well, huge games on the next homestand, Cubs, then yep. A ton of games against the Cardinals, and those games against the Cardinals are going to probably be what decide whether the Brewers play into October or whether this is truly a 60-game season.
Yep, no doubt about it. Good stuff, buddy. We'll talk soon.
See ya.
There you go. Adam McCalvey, Brewers.com and MLB.com, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. They've been doing it for a long time. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.